latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
President of the local group of the Partido Popular in Orihuela, Pepe Ferrando, has been given the 15th of May as a date in which she must appear in court facing charges of corruption in relation to the Fito tourism event. Persistently protesting her innocence in any wrongdoing, Ferrando said that the complaint filed against her is categorically false and politicized. When faced with the allegations that a number of contracts were split to enable them to be allocated to companies without being put to public tender. Facing criticism from the opposition groups over calls from the Valencian government to submit details about Cala Mosca before the consultation period ends, the Councillor for Town Planning, Antonio Zapata, has confirmed that the plans for presenting the data are continuing on schedule and will in fact be submitted well within the anticipated deadline, with an exhibition of the findings of the Environmental Impact Report being put on exhibition within a matter of weeks. Meanwhile, Pedro Mancebo of the CLR political group has called for a euro-by-euro account of the expenses involved in the trip to Brussels, where a government delegation firmly secured the interests of the European Union in their next term of office for protecting Cala Mosca. Councillor for Tourism Rosa Martinez launched the latest collection of guided tour routes this week to coincide with the influx of tourists during the Easter period. The aim of the tours is to complement the processions with other activities and are seen to be of international tourist interest. Taking visitors to see a variety of cultural highlights, including some of the iconic religious buildings in the city, as well as historic elements such as the murals of San Isidro, a guidebook explaining the variety of routes is available from both the town hall and the tourist information offices. The town hall have once again arranged a special bus to the Easter Friday procession in Orihuela, leaving from Playa Flamenca on the Orihuela Costa at 6 p.m, picking up Entre Naranjos and dropping passengers in the city centre in order to enjoy a stress-free visit and take live a memorable experience with the family and friends. A bus will then return at midnight, although reservations are a must, which can be done at the town hall, the tourist information office, or by emailing residentes@orihuela.es. The cost of the journey is just €5.30 per person, and a guidebook is also available detailing all of the events in English right through the Easter period.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.